Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Dun Kestenbaum. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Today's daf is Kuf Yud Gimel. Baruch Hashem, we're zeicha to Torah, which there's so much on every daf and every sugya. I'm only going to speak out one more ha'ara from daf Kuf Yud Beis. And then we'll move on to our daf, Kuf Yud Gimel, although there's much, much more that we could speak about. The Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, brings a Mishnah in the Nedarim. You cite a stick of Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Barishayna, in the beginning, Hayayimrim, the Chavim said, Shalosh Nashim, there are three women that go out and get a ksuva as well. One is a lady that says, she is Tameh. She's, for example, she's married to a Kayin, and she says, Nensa, that she was forced into Znus, and she's usher to her husband. Second lady is someone who says, Hashemayim, Beini Leveinecha, who says, Hashem is between me and you. The Gemara in the Nedarim over there is Mavur, that she says that his Zera is not Yarek Kechetz. His Zera doesn't come out properly in a way that she is able to conceive, and therefore she will not be able to have children from him. Rashi over here is not mashma that way. Rashi over here, the way the Ramban explains Rashi, is that Rashi is saying that he is not having bia with her altogether. And the third lady is someone who says, Netula anim ben Yehudim, a lady that makes a neder that she will not have tashmish with anyone. And from the fact she makes such a neder, that's an indication, Zak Rashi, that tashmish is hard for her. And therefore, the Chachamim said that he should divorce her with a ksuba rather than be mefer her neder, because this lady apparently is not cut out for marriage. However, the Mishnah continues over there. Chazru Leimar, later on they said, Shalai Te'isha Naisenes Einea Ba'acher Umbekalkelis Abayla. We're afraid that a woman could use one of these claims in order to get herself out of her marriage and marry somebody else that she placed her eyes on. And therefore the Chachamim said that in all these three cases, she is not able to just get divorced with a ksuba. In the first case where she says, Tmei ani lecha, tavi rai ledvareh, she has to bring a proof that she was mizana. If she says, Hashemayim beini levenecha, yasu derech bakasha, which Rashi understands going l'shitasai, that she should try to appease the husband to have tashmish. Taisvis, who understands based on the Gemara Nedarim that she says his Zera is not Yorek Kechetz, learns that they should daven, Derech Bakasha means they should daven to Hashem for children. And he brings Rabbeinu Chananel, who learns that he should make a Suda and appease her, which sounds like that he should appease her, that she should be willing to stay married to him despite the fact that Zarai Eina Yorek Kechetz. And finally, the case where she made the neder, Yafer Chelko, he could be made for his chelek, his part of the neder, that she asered bia on herself from him, he could be made for that part of the neder. However, she would still be asered to have bia with other people later on, if she would get divorced, because that part he's not able to be made for, he's only able to be made for what's Beinai Lebeina. The Ran in Nedarim on Daf Tzadiyam and Beis asks a very strong question. How is it Shaykh that the Chachamim are able to say that she is muteres to her husband even though she said Tmei ani lecha, even though she said that she is usher to him, that she was mizana? The other cases, there is no Isser involved in her staying with the husband. But in the case of Tmei ani lecha, we have a din daraisa, of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Desura, that a person is makab on himself that something is Asr, they are Asr. So since she says that she is Asr to her husband, so Mimela, how could the Chavim say that she is able to stay married to him? We had the whole sugya earlier in the 10th parak on Daf Pei Tes, whether the Rabbanon have the power to be Iker Davar Minatayra, and according to one opinion, the Rabbanon do not have the power to be Iker Davar Minatayra unless it's B'Shev Al Tasa, unless it's passively. But over here, in our case, where we're allowing her to go ahead and to stay with the husband against her Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura, that would be Bekum Vasei. So how, according to this opinion, did the Rabbanan allow her to stay with the husband? The Rashba over there in Nedarim wants to answer that the Gemara in Yevamos earlier on Daf Tzadi Amud Beis says that there are exceptions, even according to the opinion that holds the Rabbanan do not have the power to be Iker Davar Minatayra. There are exceptions. One Braisa the Gemara brings is that if a Navi tells you to violate something in the Torah, like we find by Elio Bahar HaKarmel, where he brought a carbon on a bama, you're supposed to listen to him. So we see that the Rabbanan can be Iker Davar Minatayra. And the Gemara explains that there it's different because Migdar Milsa Shani, when we're trying to protect the Torah, over there was to take the Yidden away from Avodah Zarah. So in such a case, Rabbanan can be Iker Davar Minatayra Bekum Vasei. And the Gemara brings another Braisa where there's a story of a person who rode on a horse on Shabbos. He violated an Isser the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan stoned him. And the Gemara says there also it's an exception because Migdar Milsa Shani is in order to protect the Torah, that people should be Shomer Shabbos, that people should keep the Torah. So Zakta Rashba, that over here also it's an exception because they were concerned, they saw that women were using this inappropriately in order to go ahead and marry somebody else. So therefore, the Rabbanon have the power even to be Iker Davar Minatayra. In extreme situations like these, the Rabbanon have such a power according to all opinions. The Ran over there in Adarim, he rejects this answer because he says that we only apply Migdar Milsa, that is special situations where the Rabbanon are protecting the Taira, that's only if it's a Rasha, that's only if it's a once in a lifetime, an occasional thing, something happens, like Elio Bahar Kamel, or the story of the person that was Michal Shabbos Befarhesya. However, to say a halacha, which on a constant basis is going to be Iker, conflict with the Taira, like the case of a lady who says that she's tummy to her husband, there, the Rabbanan do not have the power to be Iker Davar Minatayra. We have here, Yisaitis Sikamachlaikas, Ran and Rashba, whether Migdar Milsa, whether the Rabbanan have a need to protect the Torah, whether they can be Iker Davar Minatayra only as an exception, as Ira Shah, an occasional thing, or this can be used even on a constant basis in a constant halacha. The Ran brings a second teretz, and the Ran says that we could say much simpler. We could apply the rule of kol demekadesh adaita derabbanan mekadesh. We spoke at length about this sugya we just had on Daf Kuf Yud, that the Rabbanan have the power through kol demekadesh adaita derabbanan mekadesh to uproot the Kedushin. And so we could say that the Rabbanan said that a person who gets married, so he has aldas the Rabbanan, and if the Rabbanan have a situation later on where she says, Tmei ani lecha, the Rabbanan were Iker the Kedushin like she was never married. Memela, it's like she was never married the first time, so she doesn't become usher to her husband, the Kayin, and she could go back to him, and it's like she's marrying him for the first time. The Ran, however, does ask on this pshat that in such a case where she would say that she was mezana with a mamzer or a nasin, someone who even a single girl becomes pasul from to a kohen. So in such a case, then the rabbana would not be able to allow her to go back to her husband. We don't have the heter, we don't have the plan, doesn't help us to uproot the kedushin through kol mekadesh adai to rabbana mekadesh. And the Ran says we don't find a chilek. The pasha says that there is no difference to what she says, so it's a little shver according to this pshat. The Ran brings a third teretz that Namuki Yosef writes over there in Nedarim, and Namuki Yosef says that really midaraisa she was never believed in the first place to say tamei ani lecha. She doesn't have the power to mafkir herself from her husband that she is meshubit to. It's only the Rabbanan that believed her, that gave her a power to say tamei ani lecha, that she goes out from her husband with her ksuba. When the Rabbanan came later and said that we don't believe her because they were suspect that women were just doing it to get married to somebody else, they put it back on the Daraisa that she is not going to be believed. And this Namuki Yosef is a Meiridika Chiddush, a Meiridika Yisait, that the Namuki Yosef holds that Shavi Anavshei Chaticha Disura does not work if it's Mafkia, if it takes away from a Shibut that she has to her husband. L'chora, this Namuki Yosef can be explained, can be understood, if we learn that Shavi Anavshei Chaticha Disura is a din nemanis. If we learn, like the tzad, we've mentioned the tzad, that it's like a neder, that she's makabel on herself, that something's aser to her. So then, l'chaira doesn't make a difference, the fact that the tashmish is meshubed to her husband, because the Gemara says mefurish in the Darim, on daf tesvav amabez, that a lady that asers tashmish on herself, the neder is chal. And the Gemara says, because it's considered indirect, she made a neder on herself, she asered it on herself, and Mimela, she's aser to have tashmish, because e machilin lo la'adam davar ha'aser lo. But if we understand that Shavi Anavshei Chaticha Disura is a din nemanis, like the Ksais learns, we learn it out from the din of Haidas Baldin, so then we could say a svara, that the Torah gave a person an emanes for themselves. That's halacha of Shavi Anavshei. But where the thing that you are testifying on also belongs to somebody else, it's not completely yours to testify on, because the tashmish is meshubit to her husband, memela she doesn't have this kayach and emanes of Shavi Anavshei Chaticha Disura. Similar to what the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, by Haidas Baldin, that a person's not Neman, b'makayim, shachav la'achirim. L'chora, the other Rishayim, did not hold this way. They held, apparently, not like the Namuki Yosef, that there is a din shavi anavshei chaticha di yisura, there is a Nemanis l'chora, even if it's on something that is meshubid to somebody else, meshubid to her husband. So once again, we asked that how could the Chum say that in a case where she said Tmei Ani Lach, that she is allowed to go to the husband, what happened to the Din Daraisa of Shavi Anavshei Chaticha Disura? And we've seen three Mahalchim, the Mahalich of the Rashba, Migdar Milsa to protect the Torah, the Rabbanan have the power to be Iker, Adavar, even Bekum Vasei, according to everyone, like the Gemara earlier on Daf Tzadi and Mebeis. The Mahalich of the Ran, of Kol the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbana Mekadesh, and the Mahalich of the Muke Yosef, the Chiddush, that we don't say Shavi Anavshei Chaticha Di Isura, B'makom where it's Iker, the Shibud, of the Baal. And just to share with you a final approach we find in Taisfis in our Masechta earlier on Daf Chafei Amar Aleph on the top, Taisfis writes that don't wonder how the Rabbanan allowed her to go to her husband, what happened to Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura, because Zaktaisis, the Chachamim, saw that the women were Niskalkalu, that they were looking, they were trying to get married to another man, and most women that said that, Mishakrais, were lying. Lekach Nira Lahem La'atiran. And therefore the Chachamim felt to be matter them. Taisis says, because they saw that most women were lying, it appeared to them to be matter them. What does Taisis mean? Even if you would have arrived, Lamaisa, the din of Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Disura should still apply, even B'makom Edim, even if they're witnesses against her. There's a din of Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Disura. But perhaps what Taisis means is that Taisis has a new Yisayid, a Chiddush. Taisis writes over there in that sugya in the 10th parak on Peches Amud Aleph, as well as Taisis Mor Barichas on the bottom of Peites Amud Beis, that if the Chachamim have a good svara, have a good smach to say something, for example, the halacha that one witness is believed to say that a lady's husband died because Mitaycha Chaymer Shechmarta La B'Saifa Kalt La B'Tchila, that the lady is going to be very careful to make sure to check it out before she relies on the one witness. Taisus says that it's a good svara to believe him, and therefore, it's not considered an akiras davar min atayra, Taisus says. It's not considered their akir davar min atayra. The svara is so strong that the Torah could approve, could sanction such a thing. And l'chaira, that's what Taisus means over here, that there are Rabbanan have a strong svara that most women were lying about this, and therefore, even though normally there's a Shavi Nafshe Chaticha de Surah, here the Rabbanan felt it does not apply, and it's not considered an Akiras Davar Min Atayra. This is Taisis Mechudesh Dika Yisayit that he says in the 10th parak. We will move forward now to Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, which begins new parak. The 14th parak, Cheresh Shenasa. The Mishnah tells us, Heyed Reb Yochanan ben Gugida, Reb Yochanan ben Gugida testified, Ala Chereshes Shesiya Avia, that a Chereshes, her father married her off, she yaitse beget, that she is able to go out with a get. Even though her father married off, and as Rashi explains, her Kedushin is a Kedushin Daraisa. Nonetheless, she's able to go out with a get, even when she gets older, because Gerushin works, Bal Karcha, Gerushin works against a woman's will, and therefore, we don't need her Das in accepting a get. Rashi writes, her father married her off, this Chereshes, Bikatnusa, while she was still a Kitana. L'chora, Rashi over here is lav dafka while she's still a katana. We know a father can marry off his daughter even while she is a naira. It's only once she reaches bageres that a father is not able to marry her off. L'chora, Rashi means bekatnusa and naira as well, lafuke bageres. We'd just like to point out that I find this fascinating. By a regular girl that becomes a Naira and Bageres, so she, her halachas change, she becomes a Bastas, and she has the power of Kinyanim, etc. By a Chereshes, her whole life, she's not a Bastas, she does not have Das, but nonetheless, in regards to the halachas of the father marrying her off, she too is subject to the halachas, the regular rules, that a father could only marry her off while she's a Ktana or a Nara, but not after she becomes a Bageres. The Gemara further on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Ardaf tells us a second part of the Eidos of Reb Yochanan ben Gudgida, which is brought in the Mishnah in Gittin on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, that Al Ketana Bas Yisrael Shenises Lekayin Shalcheles B'tshuma, a Ketana who married herself off, or her mother or brother, and it's only a Kedushin Durabanan, nonetheless, she is able to eat Truma. And the Gemara is Medayik, that a Chareshes is not able to eat Truma. Rashi explains, from the fact that Rav Yochanan ben Gudgada first spoke about a Chareshes that her father married off, and then moves over to a Ketana who marries a Kayin, and doesn't say a Chareshes who marries a Kayin. So it's mashma that a Chareshes who's married to a Kohen is not able to eat Truma. And the Gemara explains, the Gemara asks, what's the difference between a Ketana who's married in Kedushin Durabanan that she's able to eat Truma versus the Chareshes that's not able to eat Truma? And the Gemara explains that it's based on a Gezeira. If we allow this Chareshes to eat Truma, then people are going to come to mix it up to a case where the Chareshes is married to a Pikachas, so she's a Pikachas, she's obligated in mitzvahs, and she'll come to eat Truma, and she'll even perhaps come to eat Truma Daraisa, and therefore they did not allow a Chareshes to eat any Truma. Rashi learns that this Gezeira by a Chareshes who's married to a Pikeach would only apply if she married herself off, similar to the case of Ketana, where it's a Kedushin Durabanan. That's the time where they made a Gzeira on the Chareshes. However, if a father married off a Chareshes to a Kayin, where the Kedushin is Daraisa, in such a case, there would not be a Gzeira. And L'chaira, the Svara, is very Pashat, that since it's a real Kedushin Daraisa, so we're not afraid that anyone would make any comparisons to a case of the Pikachas who marries a Chereish, which is only Kedushin Darabanan. People are not going to compare, to mix up such cases. The Meiri over here, however, is Mavur, that even in a case where the father married off the Chereishes, there is still going to be a Gzeira, and it will be aser for her to eat Truma. And the Meiri doesn't seem to hold of this chilek between a case where it's a Kedushin Daraisa or a case of Kedushin Darabanan. It's interesting because the Meiri seems to contradict himself, because the Meiri in Gittin, on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, there he writes like Rashi, that the Gzeira is only in a case where the Chareshes married herself off, but not in a case of Kedushin Daraisa, where the father married her off. The Rambam in Hilchos Shumais, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet, also paskins not like Rashi, and he says, even in a case where the father married off the Chareshes, there also is a Gzeira, and it's usher for her to eat Shuma. And the Rambam writes over there, it's a Gzeira for a case where the Chereish marries the Chareshes and gives her Truma. The Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rambam is very shver, because our Gemara says that Chereish and Chareshes itself, there should not be a concern, because she's a Chareshes, she's a Katan Eichel Nevelasu, and we would not make a Gzeira on her. And the Gemara has to say that even Chereish and Chareshes is a concern for a Chereish and a Pikachas. So how could the Rambam leave out the final step, that we are concerned for a case of Chereish and Pikachas? L'chora, just like to suggest that we have a Machlaikis Rambam and Rashi, not only in Halacha, whether there is a Gzeira in a case where the father married off a Chareshes, but as well into Pshat in our Gemara. When the Gemara says over here, the ilu Chareshes lo achla, a Chareshes is not able to eat, Rashi learns it's talking about a Chareshes who married herself off. And the Gemara answers, Gezeira Shema Yachil Cheresh B'Chereshes. It's a gezeira for a case of Cheresh and Chereshes. Meaning, we were first talking about a Chereshes who's married to a Pikeach. The Gemara is saying, why can't she eat Shuma? And the Gemara answers, it's a gezeira for a case of Cheresh and Chereshes. At this point, the Gemara is not very understandable, because what is the halachic difference between a Chereshes married to a Cheresh or a Chereshes married to a Pikeach? Either way, this Chereshes is not married in Kiddushin Daraisa. It's the same Kiddushin Darabanan. So what would be the difference if she's married to a Pikeach or she's married to a Cheresh? And Rashi learns, in a Chanami, the Gemara is really just leading up to the Maskana. The Gemara is going to say that really the concern is for the case of Cheresh and Pikachas, because there the Pikachas is a bas mitzvah, she's obligated in not eating truma. And the reason why the Gemara first said the gzeira of Cheresh and Chereshes, and only afterwards said the gzeira of Cheresh and Pikachas, Rashi explains as follows. Nobody would mix up the case of Chereshes and Pikeach to a case, to the ultimate concern of Cheresh and Pikachas, because since it's a complete opposite, it's a Chereshes to a Pikeach versus a Cheresh to a Pikachas, so nobody's going to mix it up. What we're afraid is that it's going to take place in two steps, that a person will mix up the case of the Chereshes and Pikeach to a case of a Cheresh who's married to a Cheresh, where there's only one difference. Instead of the Chereshes being married to a Pikeach, she is married to another Cheresh. And from there, somebody's going to mix up with the final concern. A person is going to mix up a Chereshes and a Cheresh to a Cheresh and Pikachas, where there's only one difference, where instead of the Cheresh being married to Chereshes, he is married to a Pikachas. And that's how Rashi explains why the Gemara broke it up into two parts and first answered the Zegzera of Cheresh and Chereshes. However, according to the Rambam, the Gemara goes much simpler. The Gemara, when the Gemara asked how come a Chereshes is not able to eat, it was talking about a case where the father married off the Chereshes. That how come in a case where the father married off the Chereshes, she is not able to eat Chuma. And on that, the Gemara answers that even though in that case she's able to eat Chuma because she's married in complete Kiddushin Daraisa, we're afraid we're going to mix it up to a case of Cheresh and Chereshes. Even in a case where the father married her off to a Cheresh, it's still only going to be Kiddushin Darabanan since he's a Cheresh. And we're going to mix up a case of Kiddushin Daraisa where she's allowed to eat Shuma Daraisa to a case of Cheresh and Chereshes. And on that, the Gemara asks that fine, it's only Kiddushin Darabanan by the Cheresh and Chereshes, and therefore it should be a problem of eating Shuma Daraisa. But nonetheless, since she's a Chereshes, she's not obligated in mitzvahs, it's a katan eichel nevelais, and we should not make gzera for such a case. And Baruch Hashem, I saw the Merkavas HaMishnah over there on the Rambam, points this out, that according to the Rambam, the Gemara flows in a much simpler, much better way. Another Ha'ara on this Sugya, again, the Gemara explained that by a Chereshes, there's a gzera for a case of a Pikachas who is married to a Cheresh. However, by a Ketana, there's no gzera, and she is able to eat Truma. And Rashi asks, why don't we have a gzera by a Ketana as well? Why are we afraid that if we allow a Ketana who's married to a Gadol to eat Truma, a person will mix up a case of a Gedaila to a Katan? In a case where a Gedaila is married to a Katan, she'll come to eat Truma. And Rashi says it's not a question, there's no gzera shayich, because ein l'katan nesuin, because there is no nesuin for a katan. Before we discuss this idea, that there's no marriage for a katan, it's interesting, how could Rashi ask that we should mix, that person can mix up the case of kitana to a gadol with the case of gedayla to a katan, the exact opposite? We just said, Rashi just said in the same Rashi, that we're not afraid that a person will mix up two opposites. We're not afraid that we're going to mix up a chereshes to a pikeach with a pikachas to a cheresh. Rashi says that the Gemara had to break it into two steps, that a person will only get mixed up if there's one deviation, not if there's two, a double deviation in the case. So how could Rashi say we're afraid you'll mix up a katana to a gadol, to a gedola, to a katan? So I was thinking that maybe ein achinami, Rashi expects us to understand that as well over here, the gezerah could be in two steps, that a person may mix up a case of kitana to a gadol, to a case of kitana to a katan, and then afterwards, a person will mix up the case of kitana to a katan, to a case of gedaila to a katan, similar to the process of the gezerah that we had by the chereshes. It's interesting, Sarach Ian to me, that the Taisar Rosh in Gittin on Daf Nunhei Amud Aleph, he answers this question, why we don't make a gzeira by a gedola to a katan, up to the case of kitana to a gadol. And he says, because, like we said by Chereshes, since there are two deviations, the exact opposite cases, we're not afraid of a person mixing it up. Sarach Ian, why are we not afraid, like I mentioned, that it can go in the same process from kitana to a gadol to a kitana to a katan to a gedola to a katan? But just to speak about this concept that Rashi writes that a katan does not have nisuin, Taisvis asks on Rashi that it's not true. We do find nisuin by a katan, because the Gemara says earlier on the bottom of Samach Beis, Amud Beis, that it's a mitzvah to marry off one's children, sons and daughters, Samach Lepirkan. Pashup Shat Samach Lepirkan means before, close to the time that they become bar or bas mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to marry them off. So Taisa says that we do find nisuin marriage to a katan. It's even a mitzvah to marry them off while they're still kitanim. Taisis over there on Samach Bezim and Bez explains, how could we say that there's marriage for a katan? We just learned on the bottom of Kuf Yud Bezim and Bez that the Rabbanu were not misakin in nisuin for a katan. If a katan gets married and he dies, his wife is pater from Chalitza and Yiva. And Taisus explains that even though it's not a regular marriage, that there's a Zika, that there's a need for Chalitza, but nonetheless, the Rabbanan were Misaki Nisuin, Dilohavi Bilasai Bilasnas. The Rabbanan were Misaki, that's considered marriage, at least for the Halacha, that it's Mutter, that it's not a Bilasnas. Normally, it's aser to have znus with a single girl. And the Rabbanan said that a katan, it's considered a marriage, that she's not considered a single girl. She's considered married to him. And it's not a bilaznus. But for all other halachas of marriage, she is not considered married. Then there's no nefila for yibam. She does not require chalitza. So Taisvis is asking in Rashi that, granted, for most halachas, it's not considered marriage, but lamaisa, it is mutter and even a mitzvah for a person to marry off a katan. So why are we not afraid that a case of gedayla who's living with a katan in this marriage, that she will come to eat truma? The truth of the matter is that not all Rishonim hold like Taisvis. The Tur in the first Simon of Evan Ezer and the way the Beis Yosef understands the Torah, and he paskins that way in Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, Simon Aleph, Sif Gimel, is that one is not able to marry off his child as a katan. And when the Gemara says earlier on Daf Samach Beis that it's a mitzvah to marry them off Samach Lepirkan, it means immediately after Bar Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to marry off them when they're young after Bar Mitzvah. It does not mean before Bar Mitzvah. However, this will not help to answer our Rashi, because Rashi's Shita and Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Vavam and Beis is just like Taisvis. He explains over there that Samach Lepirkan means while they're still Kitanim. So how could Rashi say there's no Gzera because Ein Lakata Nisuin, because the Katan does not have marriage? I think the simple teretz to explain Rashi is that Rashi doesn't mean to say that you don't have a case of a gedayla and a katan living together as husband and wife. But Rashi is saying that since in halacha, for all other halachas, there's no chiyuv yibum and chalitza, she would not even be able to eat truma derabanan, because we do not give it the status of a kedushin for regular halachas of marriage. Memela, Rashi says, there's no makum to make a gzeira that a person's going to think that she's able to eat truma and even truma daraisa, because everyone knows that this is not a regular halachic marriage. It's just a marriage enough that it's not considered a bilas znus. And therefore, there's no makom, there's no concern to make a gezeira. This machlokes rishainim, whether there is kedushin on some level with a katan, Rashi and Taisis who hold the Gemara is talking about a katan, that there is kedushin, versus the Rambam and the Tur that hold the Gemara is talking about a bar mitzvah, but a katan is not allowed to have kedushin. The Birchas Avram earlier on Sanivavam Beis says that this may be tali in the fundamental machlokes Rambam and Ravid in the beginning of Hilchos Ishas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. The pashtus of the Rambam over there is that any bia without kedushin, one is over the lav of loisiya kedesha. The Magen Mishnah understands even by a pelegesh, where she is miyuchid, she is designated to him, but there's no kedushin, one is over the law of Laisya Kedesha, according to the Rambam. This as well is the Shita of the Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Kuf Ayin, where he writes, a law of Laisya Kedesha is Melival Isha Belaik Suva Kedushin, to have znus with a lady without a ksuba and kedushin. However, the Ravid over there holds that a Pilegesh is not Iver in Isser Daraisa, and the Lava Lasia Kedesha is only talking about a lady that's Mufkeres Lakol, she's Mizana randomly with men. However, if she's Miyuchid to him, in such a case, one is not Iver in Isser Daraisa, only in Isser Darabana. So Lachora, Zakta Berchas Avram, according to Rashi and Taisis at Holt, that a katan is able to have kedushin and it's not a bias nus, they must hold like the sheet of the rivet. So it's only an iser derabanan normally, since she's miyuchid to him. And over here, the rabbanan made a takana, like Taisis says, shelo yiyeh bilasai bilas nus. However, if we hold like the mahalich of the Rambam, that there's an iser daraisa anytime there's no kedushin, even if she's miyuchid to him, so memela, it's not shayich that we could be matir kedushin with a katan at all. And the Gemara of Samach Lepirkan, the Gemara must be talking about where he is already after Bar Mitzvah. I would like to suggest that perhaps it's not a raya that Taisvis holds like the Shita of the Ravid, because the Rambam writes over there in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, that even though a regular person is aser to a pilegesh when there's no kiddushin, however, a melech, a king, is mutter to a pilegesh. The question is, how could a king be mutter to pilegesh? Why is he not over the lav of Laisia Kedesha? And the Orsa Meach in Hilchos Ishas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, the Orsa Meach explains that since it's usur for anyone to have znus with the pilegesh of the king, because he's mishtamesh b'sharbitoi shamelech, it'd be disrespectful for anyone to have znus with the melech's pilegesh. So since it's usur for anyone to have znus with her, she's not considered a hefker in any way, and it's not a lav of Laisia Kedesha for the king to live with her, even though there's no Kedushin. So we see from this Or Sameach that even if there's no halachic Kedushin, but in a case where there is an Isser for someone to have Znus with her, so that is considered enough protected to him that there's no lav of Laisia Kedesha. It's only where she's Mufkaris still to anyone else. So Memela, we could taina that since the Rabbanan gave the Katan a Kedushin, that they said it's Asar for anyone else to have Znus with her. So if the Rabbanan gave her that level of Kedushin, so it could be there would be no Lav anymore, no violation of Laisia Kedesha, even according to the Shita of the Rambam. This Inyan is actually an Ageya Gemara a little further on our Amud, where the Gemara says that a Cheresh or Shaita that are married to regular women, or vice versa, regular men that are married to a Chereshes or a Shaita, so the halach is there's no Chiyav Ksuba. But the problem is that it's Mashma, that it's Mutter for them to live with each other. We don't find anywhere in the Braisa that it's Asr for them to be married. It just says that there's no Chiyav Ksuba. Frek the Avni Nezer in Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph, Ais Chaf Hei, that Bishlema Cheresh, it's Mutter for them to be married because the Rabbana were Misakin Kedushin for a Cheresh. But a Shaita, the Rabbana were never Misakin Kedushin for a Shaita. So the Avni Nezer brings a Raya from here to the Shita of the Ravid, that there's no Isser of Laisia Kedesha unless she is someone who's Mufkeres Lakal. The Shaila, the Ara I have with the Avni Nezer is the Chaira. This problem should even be according to the Shita of the Ravid, because even though there's no Isser Daraisa of Laisia Kedesha, there is still an Isser Darabanan to have Znus with the Pnuya. So how could the Gemara say that there's no ksuba by a shaita and smashma that it's mutter for them to stay together? We found by a katan, Taisvis says that the rabbanan were misakin, it's considered a kedushin to the level shaloye bilasa bilas nus, but the pasha says by shaita there was never any type of takana, unless we suggest a chiddush. That maybe by a shaita as well, the rabbanan were misakin to the level at least shelayi bilasai bilas nas, and then we could come on to what we explained earlier that even according to the Rambam, in such a case where the rabbanan were misakin a kedushin, there's no lav of laisiya kedesha. V'tzarech yeser Ian. One final ha'ara on this sugya. We learned once again the Eidos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada that a Ketana Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kohen is able to eat Truma. What type of Truma are we talking about? Are we talking about Truma Darabanan or Truma Daraisa? If we look back to the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Amar Aleph, the Gemara brings this halacha that a Ketana is able to eat Truma as a raya to the opinion that holds that the Rabbanan have the power to be Eikir Davar Min HaTorah, We had the sugya, we had this machlekes, which we actually discussed at the beginning of this year, whether the Rabbana have the power to be Iker Davar Min HaTaira. And the Gemara brings a raya from this halacha that a ketana is able to eat shuma, because the Gemara is assuming that she's even able to eat shuma daraisa, even though a ketana who marries herself off is only married in Kiddushin Darabana. So we have a raya that the Chum have the power to be Iker Davar Min HaTaira. And the Gemara answers, B'tshuma, the Rabbana, that no, maybe when it says Akhtana Kiri Tshuma, it means Tshuma, the Rabbana. L'chara, the Pashas of the Sugya, and that's what Taisus writes in Gittin on Daf Nun Hayim et Aleph, that according to the opinion that holds that the Rabbana have the power to be Iker Davar Min HaTaira, she would even be able to eat Tshuma, the Raisa. L'chaira, we have an obvious problem now. Our Gemara says that the whole reason a Chereshes is not able to eat Shuma is because a Gzeira atu a case of a Pikachas who is married to a Cheresh. And we're afraid the Pikachas is going to go ahead and eat Shuma Daraisa, even though she's only married in Kiddushin Durabana. Frechter Marim Shif, but according to the opinion that holds a Chamim, it could be Iker Davar Min HaTaira, and a regular ketana who's married in Kiddushin Darabanan is able to eat even Shuma Daraisa, so then a Pikachas who's married to a Cheresh as well should be able to eat Shuma Daraisa through the power of the Rabbanan. And what kind of Gzeira would there be to make? And the Maram Shif answers that we have to say that even though the Rabbanan were lenient on a ketana and allowed her to eat Shuma Daraisa, perhaps the Rabbana were not as lenient with the Pikachas, that since she's obligated in mitzvahs, the Rabbana did not want to use their power to allow her to eat Shuma Daraisa. Now, once again, according to the opinion that holds, the Chamim do not have the power to be Iker Davar Min HaTaira, so then this Ketana is only able to eat Shuma Darabana, like the Gemara earlier said. So L'chara, we have to understand, why is there no concern, why is there no Gezerah that she will come to eat, this Ketana will come to eat Shuma Daraisa, the same way we're Geizer that a Pikachas who's married to a Cheresh is not able to eat Shuma Darabanan because she'll come to eat Shuma Daraisa. So then a Ketana as well, we should be afraid she'll come to eat Shuma Daraisa. Now one Kutaina, Shutaina, that our Gemara doesn't seem to be concerned about a Ketana eating Shuma Daraisa, because the Gemara says that by Chereshes there's no problem, there's no concern, because it's a Katan Eichel Nevelasu, it's a Katan who's eating Nevela, and we don't have to worry about a Katan eating Nevela. However, this is not so Pashat, because Rashi and Gittin on Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph explains that this Gemara's question of Katan Eichel Nevelosu is going according to the opinion that holds that Katan She'Eichel Nevelos Ein Bezdin Mitzuvin Olav La'Frishai, that a Katan who eats Nevelos, Bezdin is not obligated to separate him. And this is the way the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuras Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Chav Zayin. However, according to the opinion that holds that Bezin is mitzvah and olav lafrishai, that Bezin is obligated to separate him, then their taka would be a problem even for the Chereshes herself, lest she comes to eat Shuma Daraisa. So, how would we explain this halacha that a Ketana is able to eat Shuma Darabanan according to the opinion that holds that Bezdin is Mitzvah Alav Lafrishai? Why are we not concerned that she'll come to eat a Shuma Daraisa, and Bezdin is obligated to be concerned that such a thing should happen? Taisus over here actually asks this question, and the Maram explains, Taisus is asking the way we explained according to the opinion that holds that Bezdin is Mitzvah Alav Lafrishai, and Taisus answers that since the Ketana is going to become a Gedola soon, they weren't geyser for a short period of time that there'll be a transgression of eating Truma. The problem will be in Shitas Rashi. Rashi does not seem to hold of this Mahalik of Taisvis, that there's no Gezerah on a Ketana because it's only a short amount of time. Because Rashi says that we're not geyser for a case of Gedailah to a Katan because there's no marriage to a Katan. Mashma, if not for the fact there's no marriage, the fact that the Katan will become older and then the marriage will be Daraisa, that is not enough to say that we don't make a Gzerah. So we're left with a question, Tzarech Ian, how Rashi explains, how do we allow a Ketana to eat Truma Darabanan? Why are we not afraid that she'll come to eat Truma Daraisa? Perhaps we can suggest, when Rashi says in Gittin that there's no problem of the Chereshes eating Truma because it's a Katan Eichel Nevelais, and there is an opinion in Yevamis, Rashi writes, that holds Ein Bezdin Mitzvah Avav La Frishai, and she's even able to eat Truma Daraisa. Rashi doesn't mean that the Gemara is going like the opinion that holds that Ein Bezdin Mitzvah Avav La Frishai, because otherwise, why did Rashi write there is an opinion that holds that Bezdin is not obligated to separate the Katan? Rashi should have said, and the Gemara is going according to the Manda Amar, that holds that Bezdin is not obligated to separate him. So perhaps what Rashi means is that the Gemara uses the expression Katan Eichel Nevelais, which clearly alludes to the opinion that holds that Katan Eichel Nevelais Ein Bezdin Mitzvah Alav La Frishai. But what the Gemara means is that since it's only a Katan Eichel Nevelais, where we even find an opinion that holds that Bezdin is not obligated to separate him, then even according to the opinion that holds that Bezdin is obligated to separate him, but nonetheless, for that we're not going to make a gzeira. We're not going to make a gzeira unto a case of a chereshes eating truma daraisa for a chereshes, since she's not obligated in mitzvahs. And the same thing would be then for a ketana. We're not afraid the Ketana is going to eat Truma since she's not obligated in mitzvahs. And we're just bringing out the Katan Eichel Nevelais Sugya to show that it's not so strict, the child being Iver in Isser Daraisa. And this is actually Taisus Shita over there in Gittin, where Taisus writes that there's no Gezera by a Ketana that shall come to eat Truma Daraisa, because she's a Ketana, meaning that since she's a Ketana, is not obligated in mitzvahs, the Rabbana would not go so far and make a gzera that she'll come to eat Truma Daraisa, as opposed to the Pikachas, who's married to the Cheresh, since the Pikachas is obligated in mitzvahs. And this Taisus is not like against our Taisus over here, that gave a different reason why the Ketana has no gzeira on her, because it's only a short time until she becomes a gedaila. Going further in the Gemara discusses another question as to we find the difference of halacha between a chereshes and a ketana, and that is that a ketana, the Rabbanan gave her a ksuba, even though it's a kedushin de Rabbanan. However, a chereshes, the Rabbanan did not give her a ksuba. And the question is why? And the Gemara answers that they did not give the Chereshes a ksuba because we're afraid that somebody will not want to marry her if there's a ksuba attached to her marriage. A Chereshes, understandably, is not as desirable as a Ketana. And the Gemara asks, what about a case where a Cheresh marries a Pikachas? Why over there do we not give her a ksuba? Because otherwise, the opposite, she is not going to want to get married. She is marrying a Cheresh who's not as desirable. So we should give the Pikachas a ksuba in order to encourage her that she'll still want to marry the Cheresh. And the Gemara answers that a woman wants to get married more than a man. So even though we were concerned about somebody not wanting to marry the Chareshes because of the obligation of Ksuba. We're not afraid of the Pikachas not wanting to marry the Chirish because of the fact that she is not going to get a Ksuba. There's an obvious question that I'm bothered by, that fine, we don't have to give the Pikachas who marries a Chirish a Ksuba. We're not afraid that she's going to not marry him because she's not going to get a Ksuba. But the question is, why shouldn't she get a Ksuba? Why is she different than a Ketana? A Ketana gets a Ksuba even though it's Kedushin Derabanan. So let a Pikachas who marries a Chirish also get a Ksuba from this Kedushin Derabanan. Only by the case of the Chireshes, we didn't want to give her a Ksuba because we're afraid that people will not want to marry her. But what reason is there not to give the Pikachas who marries the Chereish a Ksuba? I don't know, Tzarech Ian. Perhaps we can suggest that it's kind of a low plug, since the Rabbanu were not Misakin a Ksuba for the Chereishes who marries a Pikeach, the Rabbanu were not Misakin a Ksuba as well for the case of Pikachas who marries a Chereish. We will speak out one more Inyan for today's Shir. The Rambam in Hilchos Zechiyah Matana, Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin, tells us a Yesaitis Tikka thing. The Rambam writes that even though a Shaita cannot be kaina for himself and certainly not for others, however, somebody else could be kaina, could be zaycha for a Shaita. And the Magen Mishnah writes that the Makar, the source for this Rambam, is from our Gemara on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, because the Gemara says that if a person marries a Shaita, even though there's no Chiyuv Ksuba, but nonetheless, if he writes her a Ksuba, the Ksuba is Kayemes. The Ksuba stands and he's obligated to give her the money if they would get divorced. So Zakta Magen Mishnah, it's a Ryan from here, that you could have Zechiyah on behalf of a Shaita. The Chazon Yecheskel, in Ksubis, Parak Aleph, Braisa Gimel, the Chazon Yecheskel explains the Raya is that how does the obligation of this Ksuba come out? The Braisa says, because he wrote for her a Ksuba. So since the Bikeach wrote for her a Ksuba, he's obligated. So Zakta Chazon Yecheskel, who is picking up this shtar? Who is being kind of this shtar that creates the obligation from the shtar? It must be someone else picked it up on behalf of the shaita. So we see that one could be zaycha on behalf of a shaita. The Beis Yosef in Reish Mem Gimel, Eis Tazayin, the Beis Yosef says that it's a davar pasha. We don't even need a raya for this halacha of the Rambam that one could be zaycha for a shaita, because we have a halacha in kedushin zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. You could be zaycha for a person even though he's not there, even though he has no das to be konet. So too zakta Beis Yosef, one could be zaycha for a shaita, and says it's a davar pasha. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. The Ksais over there in Simon Reish Mem Gimel, Ais Vav, is Matmiya on the Beis Yosef that says this is a Davar Pasha, that one could be Zaycha on behalf of a Shaita. The Gemara tells us in Bab Metzia on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis on the bottom that even though a Katan does not have Shlichus, nonetheless, one could be zaycha for a katan, and it only works midrabanan. One could be zaycha for a katan. However, the Gemara says one cannot be zaycha for a guy. And the Gemara says, what's the difference between a guy and a katan? The Gemara says, because a katan will come into shlichas when he becomes bar mitzvah, as opposed to a guy, he'll never come into klal shlichas. So zaktik says the pasha says that the opposite, that a shaita would have the halach of a guy, the shaita is never asi l'chlal shlichas, just like a guy. One could tie in a well, the shaita could be healed, and then he would become l'chlal shlichas. So zakta ksais, well, a guy as well, he could convert and come to b'chlal shlichas. So this halacha of the Rambam is far from pasha zakta ksais. L'chora, the ksais does not say that this Gemara in Bava Metzia is shver, is a question on the Rambam, because one could be mechalek, one could certainly differentiate between a shaita and a guy, and say a shaita at least is Jewish, so therefore the fact he could be healed is enough to be considered bechlal shlichas, as opposed to the guy is not bechlal mitzvahs at all. He could convert, but gershin iskara kikanchin naila dami, it's like a new person, and on him they were not misakein zechia mirabana. But certainly this halacha of the Rambam zakta ksais is far from pasha. The ksais goes on to bring that the rush in ksubis in Perek Beis Simin Yadalad is mavur, that he holds that there is no zechia for a shaita. And the ksais says that our Gemara is not really a raya to the Rambam Shita. Why? Because Zakta Ksais, Taisus tells us in Sanhedrin, on Dav Samachesim Abbeis, that even though a katan cannot be Zaycha Mida Araisa, however, in Schar Malacha, in wages that is owed, there a katan could be Zaycha even Mida Araisa. So Zakta Ksais over here, since Aksuba, as the Gemara tells us a little further in the Amud, that Ilu Ratza Shivcha L'Shamshay Mila Zavinolai, that giving a ksuba, when a person marries, he is Zaycha to have somebody to take care of him. And therefore, it's considered Begeder, the ksuba, Aschar Malacha, and the Shaita herself would be able to be Zaycha in a ksuba. The Chazon Yecheskel over there asks on the Ksais, that the Ksais is very difficult to understand. We could understand the Shita of Taisus when it comes to wages that's owed to him. He could be Zaycha Mira Raisa, since the Torah obligates this payment. However, in the case of Ksuba, she didn't do any work yet for him. There's a Schus in getting married, that a woman takes care of her husband. But this is a far cry from calling this Schar Malacha. She didn't even do any work yet. When the Gemara writes, Ilu Ratzo Shivcha L'Shamsha Milay Zavnilay, the Gemara is just saying that it's beneficial to obligate the Cheresh in a ksuba in order to get a wife for him, because he's going to have someone to take care of him. The Gemara is not saying that a ksuba is considered wages for her work in any way. And the ksais is very difficult to understand. L'chora, Taisvis in our sugya as well is mevur, that he holds like the Rambam. Because in the bottom Taisvis, Tais is explaining how Rav Malchio went ahead and wrote a ksuba for a cheresh to obligate him in order to be able to marry a lady. And Taisvis says, Zachin la'adam shalobafanav, where he was able to do it because we could be zaycha for a person not in front of him. So since it's a schus for the cheresh to write this ksuba in order to get him married, it's considered zachin la'adam shalobafanav. Taisus is talking about a cheresh. A cheresh is just like a shaita in the fact that he's not going to come to shlichas naturally, unlike a katan. So we see from Taisus that we say Zachan la'adam shelo b'fana by a cheresh, which a chayra would mean we would say it by a shaita as well, like the shita of the Rambam. Agav, l'chayra as well, from this Taisus would be a raya against the ksais over there, actually, in Reish Mem Gimel, Ais Ches, where the ksais says we only say Zachan li'adam, and not Zachin Me'adam, a famous ksais, that Zachiyah is only when you acquire something for a person. However, to take away something from somebody, let's say to sell something for somebody, even if it would be beneficiary to him, we don't apply the principle of Zachiyah. Zachin Le'adam and not Zachiyah Me'adam. So L'chora, we see from this Tosis not that way, because Tosis says we can obligate him in Iksuba, which we're taking away from the person, because of the concept of Zachin La'adam Shalai Bifanav. So L'chora, it's a raya that Tosis did not hold like this Yisait of the Ksais.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.